basically rewarding if they've had some experience which told them that they were going to have difficulties playing, then we have to add a little bit or an extra incentive to get them started. But the rewards we use are usually very simple. Very often clapping hands or music, something like that, or a special drink that we save for the reward times. The emphasis, as you can hear, is on finding tasks that will be fun for both parents and children. But of course, there can be problems. Sometimes the child refuses absolutely to do what's required, and parents end up tired and frustrated. This is where the backup services are important. Each home provider meets regularly with team specialists, occupational therapists, physiotherapists, psychologists and social workers. If there is a problem, the home advisor can quickly refer the parent on to the appropriate agency or specialist. But it seems that generally, after the first month, when parents and home advisors know each other and initial difficulties have been sorted out, parents find the scheme rewarding and enjoyable. We find that the response from the parents is very positive because they feel added confidence that what they're doing is useful and is the right thing to do. And they find it helpful for someone to come in and to hear any difficulties that they have and to help them with information and extra equipment from our toy library, things like that.
I enjoyed doing the task, whether we made games of it. Sue became part of the family, which of course now she's at nursery. I've